Tu Bratislava.
Vysielame pre Slovákov v zahraničí.
Prinášame vám správy,
rozhovory,
reportáže,
zaujímavosti,
aktuality.
Denne zo Slovenska.
The sound of Radio Slovakia broadcasting to expats around the world in Slovak. Most Czechs listening in different parts of the globe would automatically understand the language and feel an affinity. For 73 years of the 20th century, Slovakia was part of their home country, Czechoslovakia, and Slovak was their second language. For years, listening to Radio Prague meant that you were also listening to the Slovak service of Czechoslovak Radio. Programs would flow naturally from one language to the other without any need for translation. The Czech-Slovak divorce in 1993 changed all that. The Slovaks and the Czechs broke up, established independent institutions, and went their separate ways. Although the two states continue to enjoy a special relationship born of long cohabitation, the language and cultural ties are fraying. A survey among Czech youngsters shows that 30% of them have trouble comprehending a fast-paced Slovak dialogue, and the vast majority have trouble with individual expressions. Although some linguists believe that the day may come when Czechs will barely comprehend their Slavic neighbors, Tatiana Holasová is not ready to give up so easily. A language expert at Prague's Research Institute of Education, she is now involved in a project aimed at bringing Slovak back to Czech schools.
We learned Slovak at school as children. Not on a par with Czech, of course, but some lessons were devoted to it, and Slovak texts appeared in our textbooks. We also had lots of Slovak classmates, and we heard Slovak on radio and television daily. So it was a second language to us. But today, my own children have big problems understanding Slovak. For them, it's a foreign language.
Although Czech and Slovak are the closest of the Western Slavic languages, about 15% of their vocabularies and about half their noun endings differ. The Czech word for tomato, rajče, is very different to paradajka, and you would have trouble figuring out that a gombík in Slovak is a knoflík or button in Czech. Tatiana Holasová and her team have now sent all Czech primary schools a voluntary Slovak language and general knowledge course that can be incorporated into any lesson and should be fun rather than hard work.
Tenhle projekt je opravdu, aby zajímavou, zábavnou, záživnou formou se...
This project aims to break through the language barrier in an amusing, entertaining and easy way. We have no ambition to teach kids Slovak, but to help them gain a better passive knowledge of the language, to show them in what way the two languages are similar and how they differ, and teach them some of the basic expressions that could puzzle them in everyday life.
The Slovak community, the country's biggest minority, has welcomed the project, but Slovaks know well that the days when they could speak their native language in Prague are long gone. Most of them switched to Czech a few years after the divorce, tired of hearing people say, "Excuse